Months of investigation have paid off for the Pennsylvania SPCA. This week, officers dismantled the biggest dog-fighting ring the group has ever busted and arrested 19 people. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler has a report.
Spartacus ambles out of his cage and waits. The young pit bull keeps his eyes focused on Dr. Amy Berman, the medical director of the PSPCA.
All right, Spartacus, come on, baby. Sit down. You know how to sit? Are you a good boy? Sit down, baby girl.
Okay.
So this is Spartacus. So he came in the other day and clearly was chewed up in the face.
Spartacus sits quietly while Berman points to a notch in the dog's ear, a relic from an old fight, she says. He's one of the more than 30 dogs officers rescued from 5 properties in Philadelphia. Spartacus is covered in tiny hairless scars and bloody cuts, including a big one on his nose. Berman lifts up the dog's ear.
There's dried blood on the dog, and there is cartilage pushing out from the wound.
Spartacus was in the ring fighting when the officers raided the house, and Berman thinks the officers' arrival may have prevented more injuries. Barbara Paul is an assistant district attorney in Philadelphia. She hopes the evidence will lead to convictions.
The police and the SPCA were able to find, they actually saw people watching the dogfight, and they saw the dogfight in progress, which never happens. Generally, we find evidence afterwards. We find evidence of the training and the treatment and, unfortunately, the abuse that the animals suffer. But to actually find a fight in progress was pretty amazing. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
PSPCA spokeswoman Wendy Murano says the bust is significant.
We've really got some of the high-end organizers, some of the key people who have big names out on the street in dogfighting. Also, just the sheer number of animals that we took in. We've taken in 32 animals, and that certainly is the largest.
Murano says while the case makes its way through the system, the dogs being held as evidence will rack up a bill.
It's about $20 a day just to hold an animal as part of a humane law enforcement case. And then an animal like Spartacus, who's going to require a lot of medical care and medications, it goes up from there.
Murano, Paul, and others in the field say even non-animal lovers should care about shutting down dog fighting, because this sort of criminal activity often goes hand in hand with others. In addition to the dogs and the arrests nabbed from this ring, officers also found weapons, narcotics, and large sums of cash. ADA Barbara Paul says sometimes it's really tough to look at the evidence.
It just breaks my heart, and, you know, I go home and I hug my cats. I feel so strongly that people need to be punished for this. It's so clear to me in these cases that the people who do this are just really malevolent.
Paul doubts the shutdown of this ring, as big as it was, will deter people from continuing to fight dogs. But she hopes the gruesome images and an increased awareness of the crime will generate more tips from the community. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.